The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Schick, Gillette, I have no major preference one way or the other. As it happens, I did have to go to the supermarket and pick up some new blades last week. Not just any razor blades, mind you, the best a man can get. They just happen to fit the handle I have, which, if I recall, I bought on sale because it was the best deal this man could get. I've seen the controversial Gillette ad, which challenges men to respect women, raise better sons, and stand against toxic masculinity. More power to Procter & Gamble, I say. It's not unusual for companies to build a positive image through commercials. It's called institutional advertising, especially when the company has established a major share in the market, and when that market is selling necessity items like soap, tampons, and razor blades. Remember Dove's critically acclaimed self-esteem-building positive body image institutional campaign called Be Your Beautiful Self? Governments do more than their fair share of institutional advertising, but that can run a razor's edge between generating social awareness and political stumping. By the way, did Melania's Be Best anti-bullying agenda ever amount to anything? I guess the message falls flat when you're married to the world's biggest bully. And another reason why no one can question the timing of the contentious Gillette ad. As we remember Martin Luther King Jr., a great builder of bridges, the president is instead obsessed with building walls to divide us, encouraging kids to chant along. We may be offended as males that a shaving brand is trying to tell us how to raise our sons, but no one seems to be leading by example or serving by example, as is the case of the current GOP administration. When a needed message isn't getting out there and there's an apparent vacuum in our awareness, don't put it past slick ad agencies working for big corporations to fill it. Again, social media seems like as good a place as any to spark the inevitable discussion. As Marshall McLuhan suggests, the medium is the message. I'm Cal Coate. We use this medium to explore global cultures through the universal message of music. This is a brand new single from London by The Skints, mixing lovers rock and hardcore punk. We dive in with Learning to Swim on World Beat Canada.
Keep it moving, keep your head above it. Oh, you grow. dances at their best. This is how you wanna be. Kick it high and swing back free. From the daybreak to the night, it's the dance on the axle of fight.
Is called Freedom of Movement, moving Sambatronics from Brazil to London. That is Nina Miranda and Capoeira 2020. Before that, the Skints, also from London. Man, I love that mashup of lovers rock and punk aggression. Learning to Swim. Here is Toronto Tabla Ensemble. Guess where they're from? It's called Bumika.
Thank you.
out the vibe.
The World Beat Live.
January 26th, guitar legend John Williams once thought transcribing the 21-string African kora to a classical 6-string guitar was an impossible task. Well, Derek Gripper did it. It took 10 agonizing years. His effort made him one of world music's leading guitarists, with two critically acclaimed albums, One Night on Earth and Libraries on Fire, the latter of which received a Songlines Award for Best Album Africa and Middle East in 2017. His current tour explores the disparate styles that inform his work, including kora, Bach, South African jazz, and contemporary classical, presented by the Blue Shore Financial Center for the Performing Arts at Capilano University with the Rogue Folk Club, and it's happening at the St. James Hall. Kaumaka Aiwa Kanaka Ole is the voice of Hawaii's new generation, with a vocal range that mixes baritone chant and Hawaiian falsetto singing. You can catch her at the York Theater on Commercial Drive the next night, Sunday, January 27th at 8 p.m., another presentation by the CapU Global Roots Series. Our intrepid lensman Gary Kettleson is going to be joining me at Ozo Matley on Thursday, January 31st at the Rickshaw Theater, and he's going to capture some great shots, which you'll find at our gallery up at the webpage worldbeatcanada.com. We'll be hearing from Ozo Matley in just a little bit. Compassion Gorilla from Victoria is on deck with some Afro-Latin and Balkan storytelling. It's called La Polizza. From World Beat Canada, I'm Cal Coat.
let you know who's making the great sounds you're listening to. The best music is on a roll at World Beat Canada Radio.
La nuit des temps, au plus profond du monde, les ancêtres assurent le bien-être des descendants. Mec, rappelle-toi que le grand-père te disait que le séjour dans l'eau d'un tronc d'arbre ne fait pas de lui un caïman. Un monde sans passé est un monde sans histoire. Sache que la tradition veut que tu sois un homme de foi, digne et fier de l'être, et fier de l'être.
A conscious French message from a Boise, Idaho band. The nine-piece Afro-funk disco retro outfit Afrosonics, that was Mosaic. Time for your touch of the familiar. As I mentioned, Ozil Matley will be joining us on January 31st at the Rickshaw Theater in Vancouver. They also contributed to a CCR tribute album called Quiero Credence. So here you go. It's Ozil Matley doing their best LA Latin rock version of Bad Moon Rising. Your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada.
Earthquakes and lightning.
Swami is standing by with an appropriately titled Hybrid EP, and this hybrid is an electronic experimentation with African and Punjabi. You'll have to check out Afrodesi. That's next on this episode of World Beat Canada. Thanks for joining us for this ride on the global side. I'm Cal Cote.
This is Justin Adams. You've discovered the beat of the world on World Beat Canada Radio.
Day Kamara playing the one-string spike fiddle, which is called a riti. That is Juju, Robert Plant's sideman, Justin Adams, and Gambian spike fiddle player Julde Kamara. That is Wede Nede. Before that, DJ Swami and Afro Desi. One of my favorite rock global crossover artists is Michael Franti and the band Spearhead. This is one of my all-time favorites, music inspired by his trip to Iraq. I Know I'm Not Alone. We're in this together on World Beat Canada.
And this is your music on World Beat Canada Radio. Peace.
sweet, sweet horn of Cuban-Canadian Miguelito Valdez, and some deep culture courtesy of Miles Bigelow, a great percussionist and producer, and his album, new album, Handcrafted. That was Dope Montuno. Before that, Michael Franti and Spearhead, and I Know I'm Not Alone. And there's all kinds of cultures all over the world, and I think surf culture counts. The Surfra Jets from Toronto are an all-female surf outfit. They've got us hanging on the party line. Next on World Beat Canada, I'm Cal Coat. Those girls find their way out to the West Coast to try our waves sometime. Looking forward to seeing them. The Surfra Jets and Party Line were produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast is Kilt and a Twist with Patricia Fraser. You can check us out on Facebook. Each program has its own page, Kilt and a Twist and World Beat Canada. Join us there, like us if you will, and tell your friends about us. Our last sound goes to Munanga, a new discovery for 2019, a global fusion duo from France, Maud Cavalade and Sebastian Chepe. We'll hear Guyana on the way out, but our last word goes to Henry Rollins, who says, "I don't think you'll ever have a perfect world because we humans are prone to error. So we're always in search of an upgrade." Everybody,
We'll be right back.
Pyrite Communications.